Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm your host. And today we're joined again by Tiki Thacker. Tiki, this is your second time on the program. Welcome back.
Thank you, Allison. I'm really excited to be back.
Now, Tiki, you are a fellow at Intel. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
And a fellow is someone who is a technologist. But what does it really mean?
Fellow is somebody who has, over a number of years, been changing what Intel does. And we are known as kind of the game changers or the people who change Intel from the linear progress we're making.
Today's topic is the mobile internet device. Intel's been talking a lot about mobile internet devices for a while now. Can you explain to the audience what these are all about?
These devices are really multimedia computers that you can carry in your pocket, deliver the same real internet experience, and have the voice functionality in it. Plus, they deliver also great multimedia performance as well.
So Intel earlier this year announced the Atom processor, which seems to be the big driver of mobile internet capability. Can you tell us about what are the newest products in the market and what we're expecting to see?
So Atom's been used in a number of Intel products, and one of them is the mobile internet device. Beyond that, the Atom processor is also used in the netbook devices, the nettop devices. And in as you'll see, it'll be used in ultra-mobile PC devices. And future, they'll be used in other devices as well, like in the consumer TV device.
Okay. Beyond the processor foundation, what else is needed to enable this mobile internet experience?
The software is a key item. So we have the Moblin capability that will be going with the Menlo platform, which is a mobile Linux. The second piece is really the broadband connectivity. And clearly here we are going with WiMAX, Wi-Fi, and also have a 3G connectivity.
Will the mobile internet device allow for interaction with the web exactly like my PC, but with a mobile connectivity?
Absolutely. We're delivering the same web browser that you see on a Linux PC on your mobile internet device.
Is this device going to consume a lot more energy than the typical handheld device today? Or, you know, how does it compare?
It really depends where we're starting from. In a handheld 5-inch device, we are delivering great battery experience for the bigger screen device today. As we go forward, we will be continuously reducing the power on our silicon and the rest of the platform.
So this results in extended battery life, I would assume.
Absolutely. And Morristown. At least we've talked about publicly that we've taken a goal for reducing at least 10x on idle power or the Menlo platform.
Now, you've mentioned Menlo a few times. Can you tell us a little bit about what this platform is comprised of, how it differentiates from what we've had before? Is this just a processor, or are there other components involved?
Clearly, on the Menlo platform, there's a number of different components. There's the processor itself. And then you have the system controller hub that integrates a number of different capabilities, such as the low-power graphics, the memory controller, plus some of the handheld IOs, and a high-definition video decode accelerator as well.
What is Intel doing to engage with the software industry to drive the full user experience?
Our SSG group has been working with a number of ISVs to enable different sets of tools and capabilities to go on our device. The nice thing here is that a lot of the software that's available on a Linux-based system can easily be moved to mobile internet device with minor tweaks and such.
Now that mobile internet devices are starting to emerge in the market, what comes next? What are you working on now?
These truly are multimedia computers with voice capability, but it can do more. For example, meshing real-time information on, let's say, a gas station, where's the closest place with the lowest prices? Having that information meshed together with your own current location is one of the capabilities that this class of devices can provide. As you go forward and on our next platform, Morristown, as we pointed out, we're already reducing power significantly. It's going to pack a whole bunch of new capabilities in terms of graphics, decode, encode, new kinds of IOs in it. So our goal is to reduce the size, reduce the power, and make sure that those platforms can fit in your pocket.
Tiki, where do you draw your inspiration for something like mobile internet devices?
My children are one of the best places where I get some of the inspirations from. My younger son every day surprised me what he's able to do with his current generation phone, for example, and says, if I could only do this better. Those are the kind of things that really inspire and help create and drive innovation.
Well, I can't wait to see what your team does to work with the industry to make that happen. Thanks a lot for being here with us today, Tiki.
Thank you, Allison.